It's Check on Stores. We're following for you this morning on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's weekend forecast, a sunny day today, lower 80s. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-80s. Sunday, some sun around 80. And Monday, some showers, mid-70s. We'll get the full details on Pat's forecast coming your way in just a few moments. In a story in the Republican American, dead deer are turning up in the Housatonic River in Kent, as well as nearby fields and wooded areas. The State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection is aware of several deer carcasses found in Kent and has brought some of them in for testing, according to the DEEP. The suspected culprit is EHD, a virulent disease spread by midge bites. The tiny flying insects, also known as no-see-ums, have been spreading north in the winds and strong storms and warmer late summer weather. Drought has exacerbated the conditions, now ripe for the spread of the overwhelmingly deadly disease by allowing midges to emerge from muddy flats, usually covered by water. EHD is considered the most significant viral disease afflicting white-tailed deer in the U.S. The disease stops spreading when the first hard frost kills the midges. The virus has been linked to blue tongue disease in domestic cattle, sheep, and goats. Neither EHD nor bluegrass tongue is known to cause illness in humans. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, which first detected the disease in deer in nearby Albany, confirmed August 17th that EHD was killing deer in Dover Plains, New York, which borders Kent. Last year, more than 2,000 dead deer were reported in New York's Ulster, Dutchess, Columbia, Oswego, and Jefferson counties. Was a fix for Housatonic's brown water intentionally delayed? Regulators and the company are now playing the blame game. A filtration system that might address discolored water in Housatonic is being installed this week after a summer of protests and outrage. Enter the blame game. After proposing in late May, Housatonic Water Company on Wednesday began installing a green sand filtration system to test whether it will remove excess manganese that is causing faucets to run yellow or brown. The problem worsens during the summer's warmer temperatures. Today, the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection is inspecting it for final approval, according to the Waterworks treasurer and co-owner James Mercer. The DEP, in a September 1st letter, suggested the delay by the Waterworks was intentional. Quote, given the fact that HWWC has not requested an inspection of its proposed pilot treatment system yet, the department is concerned that HWW, despite its statements, is not interested in capturing the most challenging season in 2022. That from the DEP's Drinking Water Municipal Services chief. Mercer wondered why the DEP waited till August 1st to conditionally approve the pilot study. A number of factors played into the end of summer DEP approval, including that the initial application from the Waterworks required extra work because it was, quote, technically deficient, end quote, according to the DEP. More than 275 Stockbridge residents have signed a petition opposing the divisive tax exemption plan. As we discussed Wednesday on the Berkshire Edge on air, and you can find a story at theberkshireedge.com. Now, with the proposed residential exemption would raise property taxes for part-time residents while lowering them for most full-time homeowners. This was a message sent to town leaders on Thursday in a petition signed by 277 full and part-time residents. The document was circulated by the part-time resident taxpayers group. Down with the proposed residential tax exemption that would raise property taxes for part-time residents while lowering them for most full-time homeowners. The document pointed out that besides spending on dining and shopping, seasonal residents volunteer, sit on boards, and contribute to the public library and Laurel Hill Association. Some events going on in our area. A book and tag sale at Noble Horizons opens up today. Early bird admission from 8 to 9 is a $10 donation. Free admission today from 9 till 2. And it continues tomorrow on September 10th with free admission all day from 9 to 2 at Noble Horizons, Cobble Road in Salisbury. Meanwhile, the Cornwall Agricultural Fair will take place on the Cornwall Village Green on Saturday from 10 till 4. On September 10th, tomorrow, the North Canaan Post Office on 9 Church Street in North Canaan is offering extra support for those interested in a postal career with a job fair. The 4-hour job fair aims to fill immediate openings for rural carrier and retail associates and offers applicants a chance to learn more about career and part-time opportunities between the hours of 9 and 1. Experts will be available to assist applicants answer questions and guide them through the process. More information at usps.com/careers. The Sharon Pancake Breakfast is back this Sunday for the Sharon Volunteer Ambulance Squad from 7 to 10:30 at the firehouse. It'll be eat-in and take-out, a $7 donation. The 9-1-1 Memorial in North Canaan will go on this year. It's different in that the Knights of Columbus and St. Joseph's Church are not the sponsors after 14 presentations. The Canaan Fire Company is assuming the responsibility. Much will be the same. The memorial will be moving across the road to the field on the corner. It begins at 5:30 in the morning on Sunday, September 11th, as a large American flag is raised by members of the Canaan Fire Company perched high atop the tip of Ladder 1. People are invited to stop by and, in the 18 hours, spend quiet time for reflection. The cannon roars, bell toll, bagpipes will play. It all begins at 8 o'clock in the morning and then will wrap up with the reading of the names of those people killed in the terrorist attacks of September 11th, 2001, with a pause to reflect. Soon after, the reading of the name of each soldier who fought and died in service the United States of America on that day, now over 7,015 names. At 7:08 p.m., taps will be played. After 9 p.m., the large American flag will be lowered. The reading of the names of the dead will continue. When the last military name has been read, they will end the memorial. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. They have a daily tapas menu and also regular menu and nightly dinner specials. Interlakeninn.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,774.52, the NASDAQ at 11,862.13, and the S&P 500 at 4,006.18. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.